since when I was up there. And Father was Hunk, and then after him was El, and then they came along with and was there. They always considered about the two best coaches there ever was. And regardless, Notre Dame won't admit it, but Notre Dame's the only school in the United States of America fires a coach for winning too much.
I don't understand.
Well, they got them where they couldn't get anybody to play them hard. And they absolutely, they ain't going to admit it, but they fired just to show what I'm sitting here. I don't believe any of Notre Dame alumni won't mind me say that. And then Precision, they made it hard enough on him that he quit. And now they got one I personally wish he didn't have, but I don't think he's that good a coach. But if he wins anywhere about, Divine, if he wins anywhere about 8 games a year, they'll keep him for as long as he wants to stay until they can't schedule him. But it got where, there was a, well, the Big Ten, for instance, they were, there's a lot of Big Ten schools won't play Notre Dame. Ohio State ain't gonna play Notre Dame under no circumstances. So they beat them every time they play them, and they don't want to play them. Michigan starts back playing us next year, I think. And I think they've got an 8-year contract with Michigan. But if you notice, they got more Southern schools now than anywhere. Well, this year, for instance, they play Georgia Tech, and they play Miami, and they play Clemson.
Ole Miss.
They never played Ole Miss. They never had played Ole Miss before in history, never had played Clemson before in history. But there's four schools right down in the South.
They played Georgia Tech.
Huh?
They played Georgia Tech.
Oh, they played Georgia Tech before I went up there to school. Huh? Well, Georgia Tech whipped them last year. Might whip them this year. I really think Notre Dame, if the coach gets to play out the boys, he's got the boys. He ought to win this year.
You had a good team when y'all were there?
When I was there, hell, they were national champions my first 2 years, 29-30. And then Rodney died. And then they lost. They should have been champions in 1931, and Hunk Anderson was coach. And in the middle of the fourth quarter, you know, you pull out a player, you couldn't put them back like now, you know.
Yeah.
And he pulled his first team out, leading 13-0, and Southern Cal scored 2 touchdowns in the last 5 minutes and whooped them. Knocked him out of the championship in 31. And then in 32, I think he lost 1 or 2 games.
What sort of, when you were coming up here, did y'all have games you played?
Oh, yeah, we played kid games like hide and seek, and that was a big game. Mama's house was so big, we played hide and seek in the house whenever we had any company.
Yeah.
And there was people from Tallulah would come up here on a Sunday, and we'd play, and that's like, my parents they knew we played with the colored kids all the time, but they wasn't too stuck on it, and one Sunday, there were 2 couples from Tallulah come up here, and one of them had 3 kids, and one of them had 1, and then there was a couple of kids over here at my grandfather's house that they were raising. And then there was me and my 2 brothers, and we ended up with a baseball team, and we beat the colored boys, and come home, and the folks won't know where we'd been all evening, and I up and told them, and Miss Sevier and Miss Craig beat the hell out of our kids, and Mama beat the hell out of us for playing with the kids, colored boys. And then the next time they were up here, we played with them again, but I didn't ever tell them no more.
They had a homemade roller coaster.
Yeah. We had stuff on like that. We wasn't back, but we didn't like your daddy was raised up.
Only difference back then, they had to make their cars.
You hunt a lot?
Yeah, I used to do a lot of hunting in the winter, all the time in the hunting season. I used to hunt deer every day had something to do, I'd hunt. Back in the old days, we had a much longer season than we have now.